Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
That, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's your vibe.
Well done, well done. The other day there was two celebrities who did mention that maybe they're not racing to the altar. They're going to put off the wedding a little bit further.
This is very un-Hollywood.
Like, isn't
very
it?
Celebrity. Usually it's like, wham, bam, we're in, we're married.
Yeah, 30 days done.
But this is Gab's reporting on the story in The Trending about 2 days ago.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are planning on a long engagement. So TMZ has reported the couple have decided to get married sometime next year.
There's a phone topic for maybe tomorrow or something.
Mm.
Longest engagements.
Yes. Well, I know a girl that's still engaged after 9 years.
Yeah.
I don't think they're ever planning on getting married.
One of my best friends has been engaged for about 7 years.
Yeah.
They have a child and everything.
Just making sure it's right.
Got to be sure.
I think it's a very smart move on the Biebs front because they got engaged very quickly. So have a long engagement.
And he's a flighty guy. Like, one week he's at church and I'm a born again Christian. The next week he's pissing in a mop bucket. There's been a lot going on there with Justin Bieber.
You're right. He does go up and down a little bit. But let's find out Townsville's longest engagement, because there are people out there who get engaged and they're like, well, that's enough. We've got the commitment.
Yeah.
The organising of a wedding, pretty stressful thing.
And
not
expensive.
Not up to it right now.
Yeah.
Let's put it off.
Look, I know I've got a mate, like I said in the tape, 7 years. You're 9 years.
Mm.
13, 12, 16. Is there anyone listening right now, or do you even know someone who's been engaged for 10 years plus?
Yeah. Longest engagement.
Is that too high for a starting point, 10 years?
I don't think so. I think that is a definite possibility that someone has been engaged for that long.
Oh, and I'd love to hear from you guys.
And I'd love to know if one side of the duo is pushing for it and the other one is holding back.
Is one just like, freaking marry me? Kelly's here. Townsville's longest engagement. What do you got for us?
Oh, that has to be my parents of 34 years.
Wow. So your parents have never gotten married. They've just been engaged this whole time.
Yeah. I'm 33, so they've been engaged 34 years.
So he did, like, your dad did propose to your mum at one point?
Yep.
So there was a proposal, but just no wedding. Wow.
So they're never planning on getting married?
When she wants to get married, he doesn't. When he wants to get married, she doesn't.
They go through phases. They're
just leading each other down the garden path. Emily, Townsville's longest engagement, how long?
My stepmum and my dad got engaged when I was 5.
Wow.
I'm now 32, about to turn 33. They've married all us kids off and helped pay for our weddings and whatnot, and they're still not married.
What's the reason behind not getting married?
Well, they can't afford it. They paid for the bloody kids. Haven't they? It's the kids' fault.
True.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Jacinta.
Jacinta, how long have you or someone you know been engaged?
Okay, so I've been engaged for 12 years and I'm about to get married in October, finally.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yes. Are you the one that's been pushing for this to happen?
Oh, we just decided a couple of months ago we might as well just get it over and done. We've been together for 16 years, so...
Wow. Oh, come on, it's time.
Nothing says romance like we may as well. Who's this?
Bridie.
Bridie, how long?
12 years.
Another 12-year-er.
So that's yourself being engaged for 12 years?
Yep, it'll be 13 by the end of this year.
Any wedding in the foreseeable future?
No, unfortunately... I wanted to get married, but I wanted my dad to walk me down the aisle, but he passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, that's a fair reason, I think. So you're just happy to stay engaged for...
Ever?
Ever.
we've got the kids, the house, and no money, so...
And you've got the commitment. That's all you need.
the paper sort of won't be there. Yeah, it probably won't happen.
Yeah, as a marriage celebrant, bad for business, that's right. I completely disagree.
I didn't think of that.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The Intersport Townsville Tri-Fest and Townsville's Tri-Hearts. Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Here we go. I am starting to get a little bit nervous. It's only 2 days till my Townsville Triathlon event. I'm doing the Tri for Women. And it's on Sunday morning. So there's the swimming leg, the cycling leg, the running leg.
Yeah.
Small distances, but still more than I've trained for.
Yeah, but when you've done nothing in preparation, like any distance
is long,
is more than what you've done.
Exactly. So we have had a few training sessions this week. Mary, who is 65 and has been running for longer than I've been alive, gave me some tips on running. I then had 13-year-old Jade train me in open water swimming because I've never swam in the ocean ever. So she gave me some good tips. You can find all that on our catch-ups at hit.com.au or Facey Hit 103.1 Townsville. However, I still needed some tips for the cycling leg.
Enter four-year-old, that's right, a four-year-old, Yasmin.
Yes.
And her six-year-old brother, Kenny.
Yeah.
Who straight up, like straight away, as soon as they saw you, they looked you up and down. Yep. And they knew the tips they had to impart.
Totally.
Onto you.
So do you have any advice for me? How do I ride a bike? What's the best way to do it?
You have to have shoes, have a helmet.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have a parent.
And a parent.
Right.
All right. Well, I've got Clippo. Is he good enough? Can he be my parent?
Yes.
Yeah? Great.
How little Kenny knows me. Wise advice.
Well, you are a parent, so it counts. But yeah, you need someone there to put the Band-Aid on when you graze a knee.
Happy to do it for you, mate. Things took a turn for the worse, though, when four-year-old Yasmin started ripping out the horror stories about bike stacks.
I fell over and I was riding my bike. Hey, Mummy.
Do you think that's going to happen to Gabby on Sunday? No? Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Thanks, Clivo. Thanks. Well, I was going to say dad, but that's weird. Thanks, parent. Parent stand-in.
Do not, under any circumstance, call me dad ever. Do you understand?
Yeah. Things got very weird.
Don't call me daddy. Do not call me daddy ever.
Things got very weird.
But, hey, you went for a ride.
Yeah.
You were last off the mark. Mm. Like, if it was a race.
Oh, I lost.
They took off.
Yep.
And it was good. You did some laps together. They were throwing some tips your way. Just sort of driving up and down the concrete driveway of the blue block on Woolcock.
Kenny's just riding with one hand on the wheel, one hand on his seat, just real cash. I was like, mate, how are you doing this?
He did a little bunny hop, I saw, at one point as well, too. It was fantastic. After the whole riding together, we all pulled over and the guys gave you some feedback. What do you reckon, Yazza? Was that all right? Was Gabby okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny, did she do all right?
Yep.
Any advice? Do I need to do anything different on the day?
Yep, you need to go faster.
I need to go fast.
You know what? Come on, everyone. Faster. Faster. Give her a cheer. No? Just me? Okay. Tried to get the mob mentality.
Didn't work.
Going there to speed you up.
Hey, but I appreciate the fact that you have put yourself in as my cheerleader. I expect you there Sunday morning, pom-poms ready to
whatever you need.
Inspire me to go faster, as Kenny said I need to do.
I've seen there are legit, and this is not a lie, there are some Hit 103.1 Speedos doing the round.
Yeah, I'm not wearing them.
Some branded No, I'm talking about Meetup.
Okay, cool. Oh!
That'll amp you right up.
I'll go so fast just to get away from you.
Get up with Clifo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Money. Everyone was singing this song yesterday because there was the record lotto going off in Australia last night, $100 million. And everyone was sitting there going, how would I spend that? Like, that's a lot of money. There's a lot of money to consider where you would spread it out.
Most of the nation was spending it in their own heads 100%. Yesterday. Like, queues all around Townsville, lotto places, news agents, stuff like that. The woman who actually presents Powerball in Australia is Liz Cantor. She's on the phone right now. Liz, the millionaire maker, good morning.
I know, it's not a bad job, hey, making other people rich. It would help if I could make myself rich. But
I was going to say, wouldn't you prefer just to take that money?
I love how everyone is convinced somewhere in their psyche. They're like, yeah, I've got this. This is how I'm going to spend it. I've had good karma all week. Surely it's going to come my way. So, and you can only hope. But Queensland's got a really good track record. The last massive, massive jackpot I did was 2016, $80 million, and that went to Harvey Bay grandparents. So, this is pretty cool.
I remember that one. Are you allowed to buy a lotto ticket, Liz, or are you completely ruled out?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. My family is, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes my husband goes in and gets a quick pick under the disguise of Liz Cantor.
Yeah, he goes in with those big glasses and a moustache on.
To you.
Okay, so the jackpot was $100 million last night. It hasn't gone off for weeks, but last night there was two Division One winners?
There was. So it's been, I believe it's been split down the middle. It'll be $50 million each. I am convinced these tickets had to be quick picks with a power hit because the numbers were actually really unusual. All the numbers except the 27 had a 3 in them.
Oh.
And there were quite a few numbers in the 30s. So when you get to this stage of jackpot, you find that most players start getting quite emotional and sentimental with their numbers. So they'll go and want to pick them themselves and revolve them around anniversaries and birthdays. So when you get jackpots and there's a lot of number in the 30s, usually they don't go off.
That's really interesting. So from this point on, I'm just going to get a quick pick. I'm not going to waste any time actually coming up with my own numbers.
I still play sentimentally though.
Yeah.
Good
all
stuff.
Right, the family's been good this year. Let's play our birthday numbers.
All right. For those people like looking at their ticket right now, screaming at the radio, if you want to know, the numbers drawn were 3, 13, 27, 31, 32, 33,
wow.
35, and the Powerball was 3.
Wow!
So unusual.
So unusual, Liz.
That is crazy. If anyone's disappointed that they only won $50 million instead of $100, I'll take it off your hands. It's
we
fun.
Are happy to help you spend that $50 million. Such a great night for two lucky Australians. Liz Cantor, the host of Powerball Australia. Thank you so much, mate.
Send my love to everyone in Townsville.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Special guest joining us today on the couch, I'm going to say, because we do have Tom and Wayne from Gogglebox fame joining us. And now authors as well with a new book just out. How are you going, guys?
Good morning, guys.
Morning,
hello.
Wayne. Morning, Tom. I bet that's an intro you never thought would come your way. Authors.
I know. It's been a big shock. It was one of these things. It only feels like last week when we were sitting around outside going, you know, what we should actually put together and put a book together. And, you know, lo and behold, here it is. It's amazing.
Well, it's a really fabulous book because you guys are known for having cocktails on the couch when filming for Gogglebox. And so it was a natural progression to then come out with a Cocktails on the Couch book. But tell us more about it because each cocktail has a story.
Well, it's correct. Every week we'd be asked hundreds of times, you know, what are you drinking? Can I have the recipe? So Wayne wrote them down. And then I thought, well, okay, what's the memory of that cocktail? What does it invoke? So each cocktail has this little story associated with it about how either Wayne came up with it, a funny story associated with it, and you find little tidbits about Wayne and I and our kids.
Fantastic.
Oh, I love that.
Is it possible to pick a favourite cocktail out of the book, Wayne, or a favourite memory out of the book?
Look, I think, you know, cocktails are definitely Tom's. I think one of the funniest stories for me, which I don't think we can actually talk about on morning breakfast, is the Sweet Seduction, which is a story about our first Valentine's together.
Oh.
So everyone needs to read it. It's a very funny story. But let's just say I prepared a beautiful three-course meal, you know, created a cocktail for it, and then ended up with it all over me.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And this isn't the first time that Tom has maybe thrown something, or not necessarily, but he gave you the wrong number when you first met. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we met at, you know, it's the most cliche gay story going, met at a gay country dance. And, you know, met on the dance floor to Kylie Minogue, and he turned around and proceeded to tell me he was the prettiest one there. And that we're going home, and I turned around and said, I don't kiss on the first date. And, yeah, he gave me a fake phone number.
Wow.
You know, I had to get a babysitter that night. I only got so many opportunity windows, and he wasted my time all night. I couldn't believe it.
Wayne, that is low.
All the single mothers out there will know exactly what I'm talking about.
They're like screaming at the radio right now. Wayne, I thought you were better than that.
Oh, so funny.
I thought I was being a perfect gentleman.
Yeah. Well, look, you two are anything but single now. You've been together for 17 years, and one of the episodes of Gogglebox that really sticks in my memory is the episode straight after the same-sex marriage was allowed, and just the emotion that you two sort of shared at that announcement. It was just incredible television. Have you guys made any wedding plans? Like, is that something that's on the horizon for you two?
Look, it was really funny. After the announcement happened, we kind of both looked at each other because we've been, you know, fighting for this for over a decade, and kind of when the announcement came through and, you know, it was the yes vote, and as soon as we'd got over the celebration and the adulation, we kind of both looked at each other and went, we're exhausted.
Yeah.
I said to him, if you mention the word marriage for at least the next 6 months, I'm walking out. Like, I just don't even want to talk about getting married.
But we have talked about it.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to run off with the children, and we'll run off just by ourselves and have a secret little ceremony sometime at the end of the year.
Oh, beautiful. A bit of an elopement. Great. Are we going to see photos afterwards at least?
Look, I'm sure we can share a couple.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
New idea will swing a couple of grand your way, surely.
Or there'll be another cocktail.
We're all broke.
There'll be another cocktail involved, I'm sure. So maybe that's the next book.
Wow, you never know.
Oh, you know what? Hey, call it the White Wedding. Get some, like, white Bacardi rum or something in it.
Yeah.
Jesus, I should release a book.
With a bit of Malibu.
I like it.
Not the red one.
No red wedding.
No references to that, please.
Oh, we just love you guys. You're our favourite goggle boxes. And, yeah, we were stoked to see that you're releasing your own book. It's out now. It's called Cocktails on the Couch. You'll see these guys in Gogglebox, Wayne and Tom. Thanks so much for your time, boys, and good luck with the book.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.